You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Good morning, Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. Big news of the day, I guess financially for a lot of people, still trying to figure out what all this tariff talk will end up meaning. But in the meantime, there was news from yesterday about the tariffs late in the day. CBS's Jared Hill.
South Korea is the latest country to make a trade deal with the U.S. President Donald Trump posted online that South Korean imports will be taxed at 15%, adding Seoul will invest $350 billion in the U.S. and purchase $100 billion in energy products.
Money is going to pour into the United States like we've never seen before.
The president is promising to raise tariffs on most international goods this Friday. He's announced 25% tariffs on goods from India and has signed an executive order for 50% tariffs on Brazilian products.
Critics said that our tariffs would hurt the economy, but the data shows the exact opposite.
But Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell has cited tariff impacts for the Fed's decision to hold interest rates steady for a seventh straight month.
Higher tariffs have begun to show through more clearly to prices of some goods, but their overall effects on economic activity and inflation remain to be seen.
CBS's Jared Hill.
So, with the concern to the Fed decision, what the people at the Trump administration were saying, and to a certain extent, I guess they have a point, is that, well, people can't buy homes, and there might be a whole generation of people who can't buy homes if we don't get interest rates down. And that's what's behind the slowdown in the housing market. But it does remain to be seen, because even though South Korea was signed up to a tariff deal, there are a number of loose ends yet to tie up, including China, Mexico, Canada, three of our four biggest trading partners. So the Fed is using extreme caution at a time when all other signals are green light, right? And at the same time, Larry, in Washington, I was reading an article yesterday that there's talk in Congress of giving some of this surplus tariff revenue that's coming in. We had a surplus at the Treasury last month. I think it was close to $30 billion surplus. They're talking about $600 check per person in a household, up to $2,400 as a kind of a payback for the inflation that we all were dealing with. And then the Trump administration has been separately discussing checks as well, like up to $1,200 is one of the articles I've read. Now, whether this happens or not, I don't know, but you know, but the money would come from that surplus. It wouldn't come, you know, out of the spending that's already right. Deficit spending.
And, show us the money. Send the checks. No one will complain about that for sure. You know what is happening today? These used to be big news items, but since there's, and I always say, a Pittsburgh connection, Mike Fink, the astronaut from Pittsburgh, is part of the crew that's launching on SpaceX today. They're scheduled to launch a crew to the International Space Station. A Dragon spacecraft will carry astronauts Zena Cardman and Mike Fink, along with Japanese astronauts as well. So that's supposed to happen at 12:09, the launch, but wish Mike Fink all the best, and We'll be thinking of him.
I has the experience of reading a rather eye-opening news item not too long ago from some experts about safety at the ISS that say that the Russian module is blowing leaks too often, and the ISS may be out of service before we know it.
Yeah, they, let's just say the craftsmanship might not be up to what we consider standard.
Or maybe they built it not thinking it was going to be up as long as it has been. I don't know, but, you know.
I mean, it's been up there a long time.
How long? I don't know, but decades, right?
You know, I'd be interested in knowing how many astronauts have been in and out of the space station since.
Talk about an honor roll, right?
Yeah. But I had a chance to meet Mike Fink. What a great guy. And to be an astronaut, let's be honest, to put your life on the line and do what they have done over the years, it's pretty remarkable. How did they get the courage to do that?
What is his specialty? Is he a scientist?
I know he's retired Air Force, as an astronaut. That's not unusual. But I don't know what his specialty is on the mission or how long they will be there. But 12:09 is launch time, at least right now. And Aaron Ferragoni, our producer, off today. Mike Hodgetts is here. And Mike, when we were growing up, anything that ever had to do with space became a big, big deal. But you guys, this is just not big news for you, right?
Ho-hum nowadays.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. How old are you, Mike?
I'm 24.
Oh, my gosh. So. What's it like?
I already feel old.
You know, Mike, to give you some idea of what it was like for Larry and I, we're close to being the same age. When I was 9 years old, right around my birthday in this month of July, back in 1969,
yep.
I walked out into my backyard and looked up at the moon where a man had just set foot on the moon.
It's incredible.
Unless you believe it was fake in a water tank.
I'm happy you broke the ice on that and not me.
But I'll tell you what, my grandmother, my dad's mom was at our house. I do remember that. And we were playing in the backyard and it was dark and we got called in because they were about to show right on television. And I remember my grandmother with an Iron City beer and a cigarette.
The things we remember, yeah. Right?
Sitting there, yeah. And she starts crying when, you know, they said man on the moon.
And the picture quality was just awful. You could barely make out that there was someone coming down a ladder, right?
One small step for man.
Isn't the flag, like, just completely destroyed from the sun? Like, it's, like, all white, like, all the colors on it. Just.
I'd not be surprised to hear that. Not at all.
No, but other Pittsburgh connections, the flag, the work that they did to make sure it was started. There's no wind, obviously, or atmosphere on the moon's surface. They had to create like a metal, would you call that?
Like a frame.
Yeah. And that was made in Pittsburgh, along with a bunch of other stuff was on board.
And, of course, everything that they were making back then had to be ultra light. Weight was the big issue at that time.
But I do remember. It was cool. I mean, it's hard to believe even now. I mean, you look up at the moon, you go, okay, we sent people up and they were walking on the surface of that. Who figured that out? Yeah. Well, grandma
took it. Well, one of the people that probably doesn't get enough credit in the discussions about it in pop culture and you know, that, Wernher von Braun. I mean, the man was brilliant. He came up with the idea for the Saturn rocket, which had made it possible to get to the moon, and then he and his cohorts came up with the idea of how to get there and come back.
And then I remember looking back at Grandma, tears flowing down her eyes, and she said, give me another iron, son. I'll tell you, you touched a nerve with that subject, Paul.
I mean, at some point in those situations, I wind up raising my voice, and I'll say, talk to a person.
Yes.
You know, talk to a person over and over again.
And what's amazing is you're raising your voice to a computer.
Right.
And it does. They don't care.
Yep.
Companies have done everything they possibly can to dissuade you from talking to a real person.
And something else, as long as we're on this topic, that I've noticed. Have you ever noticed that when you're calling somewhere, for example, your doctor's office, What you're calling about is the last thing that they'll mention on the long introduction and press one and press two, press three. There'll be this big preamble about, you know, whatever, and then they'll talk about if you're a medical provider or another hospital, call this, press this button, and they work their way down to, and then finally, at the very end, you get an opportunity to, you know, interact with them in some way. It's like, don't call us ever again.
All right, I'm going to give you an example. Try to transfer gas service to help a friend. Okay.
Wow.
Try to do it online. Absolutely impossible in terms of there's something missing. It sent an email and nothing happened. I called and it had been weeks and I'm like, oh, and the woman who answered from Philadelphia, so it was in the U.S., she was not very friendly and it took me a while to get a human being on the phone. To your point, it was like, hi, this is Betty, your AI assistant. How can I help you? So now you're talking to a robot, a computer, and you're saying, I want to transfer service. You want to transfer service? That's what I just said. Okay, so I said, you know how you ask right off the bat, you've learned, you just ask, I want to talk to a representative, right? Well, before you do that, and they keep trying to get you to go online, and I'm saying, yeah, I went online, and the reason I'm calling you is because nothing happened.
Yeah, so I can't fix my problem online. I need to interact with someone. And I have to say that if I were a CEO of a company that you know, had a lot of customer service interaction, I would lead my advertising campaigns with the fact that we put high value on having Americans answering your phone calls as quickly as we can to help you solve your problems.
Yeah, well, just let me...
Excuse me.
Step you through another couple parts of this process. So finally, I get this woman on. She's got a little attitude. And she said, I said, do you mind me asking where you are? And she goes, Philadelphia. I go, okay. And I'm like, all right, I get it. Mm-hmm. So she says, let me look here. And I gave her the account number for the, you know, the landlord, and then going to switch it out. And she goes, oh, I see you put an application in June. And I'm like, yes, this is the problem. Nothing happened. She goes, well, nobody did anything with that application. I'm like, yeah, that's why I'm calling. No, wait, it gets better. So they say, you're going to have to put a $136 deposit down. I said, fine. Okay. She goes, I said, well, can you take a card over the phone? She goes, no.
Oh, my goodness.
You've got to call a third party. They'll give you your new account number, but you could call a third party, make the payment, and then she says, call me back. And I'm like, well, how do I get to you since we've gone through this dance? She goes, well, you just call the number, and whoever answers will help you because they'll have the account number. I'm like, are you kidding me? So,
oh, boy.
She gave me the wrong account number. I called the third party. They said, we can't process this. The account number is incorrect. I had to call back to get the correct number for the account. Then I got a different woman on the phone who was very friendly. And I said, please, just stay here. I'll do this online. So it was able to put the $136 deposit.
Oh, so you wanted her to be your wingman.
Right.
Okay, I get it.
Because I didn't want to call back for a third time and go through that whole process again. No, I want to help you. No, I don't want to talk to the computer. I want a human being. Finally. So the woman, she starts kind of chuckling because she knows what I'm doing here. Mm-hmm. I said, I'm keeping you on the phone while I'm doing, I'm asking her to talk me through it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we did. And finally, it took forever.
How did you not lose your temper? How did you just make it through all of that?
You just got to keep in mind, what is my goal here? What am I trying to achieve? Because if you lose your temper, you know, it's not their fault. It's like people that yell at a cashier at a grocery store because the prices are high.
It's what I tell them. You know, when I start to get upset, I say, you know, this is really an upsetting process to go through. I said, I know this is not your fault, but I just want to let you know
feeling,
you know.
But that was just a simple process to transfer, and it was so tedious. And I imagine if there are people that have, what, hearing issues or whatever, you know, that are a little slow on the uptake, I mean, brutal.
Oh, my goodness. I got a call in the newsroom just this week. Someone wanted a phone number that we repeat often for one of our advertisers, but this person hadn't had jotted it down or missed it. Anyway.
You hollered at him.
No, but I had to repeat the phone number close to a dozen times while they were writing it down.
What's that number again?
Uh-huh. I mean, eventually we were going like one number at a time, you know, every so many seconds.
But I'm interested in this Chris DeLuzio bill that would force companies to make it easier to unsubscribe to things you subscribe for that are real easy with a click.
Yeah, we'll have that again at 7 o'clock. But coming up at 6:30, we have a report from Michael Toscano with the network about automated phone systems and how frustrating they are and what they're trying to do about that in the U.S. Senate.
Well, someday I'll tell you the story about how I called DirecTV, ended up with a woman in a farm. I could hear chickens in the background. I said, do you mind me asking where you're from? She said, oh, I'm in the Philippines. I said, am I hearing chickens? And she started giggling. She said, yes.
Oh, boy.
Okay. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center, AAA Traffic, powered by Bowser Genesis in Monroeville, may I help you, please, Ellen?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no chickens here, I promise, live and local. All right. What we have are a lot of brake lights, though, guys. Oh, so sorry to report. This accident continues to be cleared from the Parkway East inbound 376 headed for the Squirrel Hill Tunnels is backing up solidly at the Wilkinsburg Interchange. Outbound, of course, the construction zone lane restrictions are in your way at the Commercial Street Bridge project that until 2 p.m. today. And because of that, you have stacking traffic back by the Greenfield Bridge overpass. 28 southbound is collecting more volume and delays. It's slow for you right around the 31st. Street Bridge Parkway West inbound is backing at the Parkway Center Mall on ramp. Our next AAA traffic on the fives. Ah, there we go. I got to go feed them. 6:35. We'll talk to you again. I'm Ellen Gamble on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Listen for The Drive at 5, top stories driving the day's news every weekday afternoon with Colin Dunlap, brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh, Demand the Yellow Van. Couple of stories involving aircraft again today. 25 people taken to hospitals after a Delta flight that was headed from Utah to Amsterdam experienced significant turbulence, had to land in Minneapolis. Flight DL-56 headed from Salt Lake to Amsterdam. Medical personnel met the flight upon arrival, and 25 of those people were transported to local hospitals. They're grateful that at this point nobody has passed, but can't imagine the terror being on a flight like that. Meanwhile, the investigation after 6 months of the mid-air collision in our nation's capital with a Black Hawk helicopter and a jet, there is an update. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
Looking out from the edge of a runway at Washington Reagan National Airport, you can see American Airlines Flight 5342 on approach to land when the Army Black Hawk helicopter appears to the left on a collision course. The crash killed 67 people.
We went from a family of four to a family of two, kind of in a blink of an eye.
Doug Lane's wife and 16-year-old son were on the plane coming back from a skating competition in Wichita.
When we had an opportunity to go to the crash site in January, strikes you is just how close they were to being on the ground.
We are working diligently to make sure we know what occurred.
The National Transportation Safety Board is now in the midst of a three-day investigative hearing in Washington focused on answering investigators' lingering questions. At the time of the crash, the helicopter should have been flying below 200 feet, but it was at least 70 feet higher. Investigators are focused on potentially inaccurate altitude readings from the Black Hawk that, in testing, were found to be off by as much as 130 feet. NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy.
If the helicopter was telling them with plus or minus 100 feet their altitude, how significant is 100 feet in this case?
It's significant in this case. Helicopter Route 4, which went along the Potomac, in that area, we calculated that the margin of error was 75 feet. So a 100-foot difference is significant.
The chopper pilots were wearing night vision goggles. The NTSB released this image of how air traffic in the area may have appeared in their limited field of vision. Newly released transcripts from the airplane's cockpit voice recorder show the pilots received an automated verbal warning about traffic in the vicinity approximately 20 seconds before the collision. Less than 2 seconds before impact, the pilots shouted out in alarm. Flight data indicates they then attempted to climb aggressively to avoid the helicopter.
I know that my son saw that helicopter 1 second before impact, and they tried very hard to avoid it.
Tim Lilly's son Sam was the airliner's co-pilot.
Sam was a good pilot, and he would have been trying to fly that aircraft all the way to the bottom.
Black box data from the helicopter indicates those pilots never appeared to be aware of the airliner in the moments leading up to the collision. Chris Van Cleve, CBS News, Washington.
And still more aviation news. In Lemoore, California, last evening, 9:30 Eastern time, a U.S. Navy F-35 jet, these are the newer fighter jets, crashed near a naval air station there. The pilot safely ejected. This is the second fighter jet crash in recent weeks involving a U.S. Navy jet. The other, an F-18 Hornet, fell off the USS Harry S. Truman into the sea. But a lot of people wonder, why does it take so long to piece together details after an incident or a crash? And it's just because of the detail of what they do, Paul, as you know.
And getting back to the incident outside Reagan National Airport with the helicopter and the regional jet, Larry, I still can't get around the thought that both of these chopper pilots missed that they were at the wrong altitude. And so now the question I have is, was there an instrument failure of some
kind? Well, that's
kind?
What they're suggesting, that the altimeter was off by 130 feet.
Wow. I mean, maybe the altimeter wasn't properly set before takeoff, because that's an adjustment that's made every time.
And they apparently were not aware of the approaching passenger jet, even though the pilots seconds before were alerted and tried a maneuver and just didn't make it in time, which, you know, these things, and it's changed. That is such a busy corridor there at Reagan, and there's a turn they have to make to get on that runway. I've landed there.
You've done it. If you've flown over the river, there's a sharp turn before you make that final approach.
And then with the military aircraft, because it's the nation's capital, and in this case, I believe, they go back and forth, you know, around the Capitol and the White House. I mean, this is where
they're ferrying people from one point to another. I think a lot of it has to do with the Pentagon itself. Larry, have they changed that now? I think they've eliminated one of those helicopter routes near the airport.
They have. But they also have said, and we've heard this many times by lawmakers who use that airport all the time from all over the country to go back and forth to Washington, that that airport was never constructed to handle the amount of air traffic.
Yeah, that's a building that was a beautiful Art Deco building that was built way back when, and of course they've expanded it tremendously. And yeah, it's handling so many more times the traffic than they could have imagined.
So there is talk about limiting, and there have been some efforts to do that, the amount of air traffic that they handle there, along with the issues they've had with air traffic controllers and short staffed. So a lot goes into this.
And it's a Delta thing, by the way. The diversion from the Salt Lake Amsterdam flight down to MSP. That sounds like clear air turbulence, an incident like that.
I was on a flight once to Italy, of all places. And over the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, we dropped. It knocked down the flight attendants to the ground. And you want to talk about moments of terror. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but they were, even the flight attendants were shaken up. And I was, everybody else was too. That's a terrifying feeling that I unfortunately know firsthand.
Yay.
Thanks, Ellen. And now let's go to meteorologist Joe Lundberg at AccuWeather's headquarters. Joe, good morning.
Hello there. Good morning, Larry.
So I see that we're going to have a spectacular weather weekend ahead, but in between, we're going to have to deal with some showers, enough that the Steelers have actually moved up their practice to 10 a.m. this morning at St. Vincent College. So what's going on?
Well, there's an area of rain and thunderstorms right now that's moving through northern Ohio. It stretches from near Mansfield northeast to Cleveland, and it's generally moving east. I wouldn't be surprised if that rain and thunderstorm activity actually gets here by about 10 o'clock this morning. And really from then until probably late afternoon, there could be a shower and thunderstorm that pops up at almost any time across the area. You get caught in one of these things, there could be some brief downpours. I don't think it rises to the level of flash flooding, but thunder and lightning certainly well within play. As this frontal system moves into and through the area.
Then we get a big break for this weekend.
Absolutely. High pressure builds into the Great Lakes, clears things out tomorrow. Nice breeze, low humidity, temperatures near 80. And then sunshine dominates for the weekend. I'd be a little bit worried about maybe some morning fog patches, but if that's the only thing we're worried about, there's not much going on in the weather department. 78 Saturday, 83 on Sunday. And I think the great weather continues Monday.
Yeah, and some of the outlying area overnight temperatures will dip into the upper 50s.
Oh, I think it could even be mid-50s. I mean, it's going to be very comfortable here this weekend with much lower humidity. A breath of fresh air, and boy, I can't wait for it.
All right. Appreciate the update, Joe. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Meteorologist Joe Lundberg at AccuWeather's headquarters. So, good news for the weekend ahead.
From the Goldberg, Persky & White News Desk.
These companies make it really easy to sign up, and they make you jump through all kind of hoops just to get out of a subscription that you're tired of. And you get stuck paying for it because sometimes people just give up because the process is too tough.
That's U.S. Representative Chris DeLuzio, who has introduced a bill, Larry, to make it as easy to cancel a subscription as it is to sign up for one.
Well, bravo, because to his point, it is very difficult with many because you can't get a person online if you can't try to unsubscribe from something. And this includes many of the streaming services.
Yes. Sometimes it seems to me you have a better chance of winning the lottery than talking to a human, right? 3 days of excessive heat behind us now, but showers and a heavy thunderstorm are in today's forecast.
An area of rain and thunderstorms right now that's moving east. I wouldn't be surprised if that rain and thunderstorm activity actually gets here by about 10 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, and that said, because of the anticipated rain,
the Steelers have moved today's practice. It's now 10 a.m. Gates at St. Vincent College will open at 8:30 today.
They were able to get a full pad practice in yesterday, but it was in feels-like temperatures nearing 100 degrees.
And they had an extra big crowd on hand as well at yesterday's practice.
Yeah, some national attention where they got everybody, T.J. Watt, Cam Hayward, Coach Tomlin, and a whole list of players to be on the show and with people screaming in the background.
Oh, yeah. And the question is now for baseball fans, Larry, will the Pirates make more trades before tonight's 6 p.m. deadline? They've made a couple, but nothing earth-shaking yet.
Yeah, they moved Key Brian Hayes to Cincinnati and Caleb Ferguson goes to Seattle and they get some up-and-comers.
Yeah, my prediction is I don't think anything more will happen, but I hope to be wrong.
Well, a little over an hour from now, we're going to check in with Bill Hillgrove, get his take on the Bucs and the Steelers and Pitt. Started their day one of summer camp, 30 days now until their opener with Duquesne. After 86 years, Pitt
Let's
and Duquesne
go.
Will play
Let's go.
On the gridiron.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.